When families begin thinking about memory loss, one of the best responses is not panic, but early stewardship. While no one can guarantee perfect memory or prevent every form of cognitive decline, there are wise habits that may help support brain health as people age. This matters for both generations. If you are the aging parent, this is an invitation to care for your mind with dignity, not fear. If you are the adult child, this is a chance to encourage healthy patterns without sounding controlling or alarmed. Brain health is not only about puzzles or supplements. It is connected to whole life stewardship. As this course teaches, we are whole embodied souls. That means the health of the mind is often influenced by the body, daily routines, relationships, stress levels, spiritual life, and practical habits. One important area is physical health. Regular movement helps many older adults more than they realize. Walking, light strength work, balance exercises, and staying physically active can support circulation, mood, energy, and overall brain function. The goal is not athletic performance. The goal is steady movement appropriate to a person's age and condition. A second area is sleep. Poor sleep can make memory and concentration much worse. Families should pay attention when an aging parent seems unusually foggy, tired, or mentally scattered. Sometimes what looks like worsening memory may be made worse by poor rest, untreated sleep issues, or exhaustion. A third area is nutrition and hydration. Skipping meals, poor eating habits, and dehydration can affect clarity, mood, and energy. Older adults sometimes eat less, drink less water, or lose interest in cooking, especially after widowhood, illness, or loneliness. Gentle support here can make a real difference. A fourth area is mental engagement. Healthy brain activity often includes reading, conversation, prayer, learning, music, routine planning, and meaningful tasks. People tend to do better when life still has structure, purpose, and interaction. Later, life should not be treated as waiting for decline. It is still a season of calling, contribution, and relationship. A fifth area is social and spiritual connection. Isolation is hard on the mind and hard on the heart. Staying connected to family, church, trusted friends, and meaningful rhythms of worship can strengthen hope and reduce the shrinking effect of loneliness. If you are the parent, simple habits matter. Move your body, stay connected, keep learning, eat and drink well, and tell the truth early if you notice changes. If you are the adult child, encouragement works better than lecturing. Instead of saying, "You need to do more for your brain," try saying, "Would you like to take walks together?" Or would it help to build a weekly routine that keeps you active and connected? This course does not provide medical advice, and families should consult qualified professionals for medical concerns. But wise daily stewardship is still part of honoring God in later life. What not to do? Do not shame aging parents for slowing down. Do not act as though every small memory lapse means disaster. Do not push trendy cures, fear-based claims, or miracle products. Do not treat brain health as only an individual issue when loneliness, grief, and inactivity may also be affecting the situation. Do not wait until serious decline to start healthier routines. The goal is not perfection. The goal is faithful stewardship. Healthy brain support often grows through simple, repeatable habits practiced with peace, dignity, and encouragement. Later life is still meaningful. Caring for brain health is one way families can prepare wisely, live honestly, and support one another with love.